fine, I'm all right. And half did. Yeah.
Well, what do you call a person who can lift heavy weights and things? You know, it's a real robust, healthy looking person.
Well, you call them a giant, wouldn't you?
A what?
A giant. Have big muscles and they're able to pick up heavy things.
Well, you know, when butter gets old, mm-hmm. would you ever say it was getting, what? If it's getting, would you ever say it was getting stout or strong or anything like that?
Yeah.
Which?
You say it's getting old and stronger. See, you can begin to smell it more.
Well, if it's getting strong, would you ever use that word to describe a person?
Well, a person being strong. Huh? Well, yes, you could say that a person was strong.
What would it mean?
Mean he had the strength, to pick up heavy things. See, a little weasel or something, but can't do it. And he knows how to pick it up. Now you take a little man or a big one. If he don't understand what he's going to pick up, he will hurt himself in the back somewhere or another.
Really?
And whenever you get that back messed up, you're in bad shape.
Well, would you ever say that, you know, if a person was, you know, always had a smile on his face and, you know, never lost his temper, you say he was mighty what?
Well, mighty can.
Mighty what?
I tell you, some will say happy, but you can't tell for that old time. Because a person sometimes can wear a smile and his heart be bleeding inside, it just broke. I'm telling you. I've seen so much of it. I know mine has been broken. My heart. I was sitting up at that hospital with my brother. And the poor thing was in misery, I reckon. And he hollered at me, and that just went through me. It wasn't long before I left that hospital. If anybody said anything to me, I just went screaming, just like somebody didn't have a problem. I left the hospital. I come on down in, there to where the post office is. I cross and come on through Eastern Alley. That's so I wouldn't meet nobody. Didn't want nobody to say anything to me. So I got to this house and sitting here and had my cry. And I felt better.
Well, that's good. That is good. That you can do that. Well, how would you say you felt there? How would you say you felt like that when you were like that?
When I was like that coming home, well, I was heartbroken. That's Rena. I was cutting, coming through these back streets, as though nobody would meet me or say anything to me. That's to keep from screaming in the streets. Because if I'd have come down for a jiffy market on the corner there, and the colored people was hanging out there, you see, that was where pig number one was at that time. But I cut and come through the backwards to keep people from meeting me or saying, asking me, how was he doing, you know.
Well, how would you say a person, you know, if there was a boy, you know, a young boy, maybe 13 or so, and he was growing a lot, he's gotten real tall, but he hadn't filled out. And he sort of, he'd stumble.